Welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Chaf, Yuma 20A, pagination page 39, but we'll start from the facing page. Yates Amid Beis 19B, pagination 38, the second wide line at the Mishnah. We're dealing with a very special night, the night in which the Kohen Gadol prepared for the service of Yom Kippur, which would take place the next morning, the preparation to enter the Kodesh Kadoshim. So on that night, he had to remain awake the entire night. And the Mishnah tells us, Bikesh lehisnamnein, if he wanted to start dozing off, meaning his body started showing the effects of a full night without sleep, so Pirchei Kuhuna Makin Lefanav Be'etzbat Sarada, the young Kohanim would snap in front of him, Ve'omrim Lo, and they would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Master the Kohen Gadol, Amod V'hofeg Achas Al HaRitzpa, stand up and cool off a little bit on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. It was a stone floor, it was cool. A little bit like in later generations, we hear of certain tzaddikim wanted to learn for the night, they would put their feet into cold water. And they would involve themselves with him until it reached the time when he could start the service in the morning. Let's skip a line and start in the beginning of the next line. Va'omrim lo, they would be telling him, the Kohen Gadol, hofeg achas al haritzpa, cool off a little bit on the ground. So one would think that what they were asking him to do was simply stand barefoot on the floor and cool off. Omer Rav Yitzchak says there's actually something much more sophisticated going on over here. Al chadas, they were asking him, he's a celebrity, they were asking him, can you show us something novel, show us something new? Mahi, and what were they referring to? Amrile, achvi kida, show us kida. What is kida? So Rashi tells us this is the act which was displayed at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva by Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. It was a special act in which he would put his thumbs on the floor, and he would do some sort of headstand, v'noshek es haritzpa, and he would kiss the floor. So if the Kohen Gadol would do this, the entire headstand or not, but there was an act here that had to do with the thumbs on the ground, kissing the floor. What's the symbolic significance of this talent? So the Mefarshim explain that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would be soaring into heaven, so to speak, his mind frame, his experience. But we also need the flip side, which was displayed by Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, to bring all that holiness back to the world, back to our world. So the same way that a person during prayer holds his hands proverbially towards Hashem, in anticipation that the gift comes from Hashem, so too, when you want to symbolize the flip side, bringing that spirituality into our world, so it's symbolized by a headstand, and apparently, whether the Kohen Gadol did the full headstand, or he just did this symbolic gesture of Noshek es HaRitzpa, kissing the floor, he's saying that ultimately his goal is not to soar and be lost, so to speak, in spirituality, but to bring it back to them, and his goal was very much in touch with the Jewish people. The Gemara continues and says, "U'ma'asikim oso," and they would work with him, "achi yagia zman hashchita," until it was time for the shchita. Tana, we learn, "lo yoyu ma'asikim oso lo b'nevo v'lo v'chinar," they didn't use musical instruments, "ela b'peh," they used song. Umahayu omrim, what was the text of the song? And the Gemara answers Tehillim Kuf Chaf Zayin. If Hashem doesn't build the house, then the builders are wasting their time. What was the significance of this particular chapter that was so apropos to this night preparing for the Yom Kippur service? So Rashi says that if Hashem's not involved, then you're wasting your time, that he should do everything l'shem shamayim, which is a very powerful message because he was a bit of a celebrity. He's on stage and the Yetzer Hara is still trying to get such a person, as lofty and great as he is. On the contrary, through that being on stage, the Yetzer Hara tries to get his opening to cause it to be not for the sake of heaven. There's a cute story, they say, of a great man on his deathbed, and the students ask him, is the Yetzer Hara still trying to get you? And he says, yes. But what could the Yetzer Hara possibly be trying to get you with? You're an old, sickly man ready to die. So he said, the Yetzer Hara is telling me to say Shema loudly, so that when I pass on, people should say, a great man passed away. And somehow the Yetzer Hara is still trying, no matter what. That kapitel also, according to the Marsha, has a special message for Yom Kippur. Shav lochem mashkimei kum, people who wake up. So on this night, he stayed up the entire night. Ochle lechem, those who eat. On Yom Kippur, he's not eating. The uniqueness of Yom Kippur. There's also another observation that in the Shocher Tov, the Medrash on Tehillim, the Medrash comments at the end of the kapitel, Sachar pri habotan, that Hashem rewards with good children. And the Medrash says, not only with good children does Hashem reward, but unlike the regular employer, Hashem rewards in many ways. He doesn't just give a coin and tell the worker to get lost. Hashem gives children. Hashem also gives Yitain Chachma. He gives wisdom. And the Pasuk also says, V'yoshev ha'kovod milfanecha. Wealth and honor come from Hashem. Hashem is a generous employer and he can give so many brachas. And that message might very well have been part of what they wanted the Kohen Gadol's perspective to be, not to think small on Yom Kippur, but to think big and to realize that Hashem can give many, many brachas. It's not a quid pro quo, and limit yourself in such a way. Continuing in the Gemara, six lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line, Mi'akira Yerushalayim lo yushenim kol alayla. The dear ones of Yerushalayim, they did not sleep the entire night, kedei sheyishma kohen gadol kol havara, so that the kohen gadol should hear the buzz. He shouldn't feel alone. Everybody's up, so to speak. Falotei shina chotfasa, when he shouldn't fall asleep. Tanya Abashol Omar, Abashol told us, af begevulin al yosin kein zechel amikdash al shahayu chotim. Other people tried to emulate this. They tried to stay up all night. But the result was that sins occurred. People were away from their homes, away from their spouses, and men and women were up. And the result was that it wasn't good. Amar Abaye v'Temer Rav Nachman v'Yitzchak Teguma Nahar Do'a. This refers to the city of Nahar Do'a. Do'amar le'eliyo l'Rav Yehuda Achua d'Rav Salah Hasida Amritu. They wondered, Amai Lawasa Mashiach? Why isn't Mashiach coming? It's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we're clean of Averis. Mashiach should for sure come. For Ha'idna Yoma de Kippuri Hu, for ever come a Besulta Benahar Da'a. But there was a lot of immorality going on that night. People were apparently susceptible. They thought they were very high frumkeit experience because they were staying up all night, just like people in the time of the Kohen Gadol. But in reality, they were losing themselves, lack of sleep perhaps, away from their families perhaps. The result wasn't good. So he told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu my Omar, what does Hashem say about all this? It's Yom Kippur, and bad things are happening. Omalei, he told him, Lapesa Chatas Rovitz. Hashem, so to speak, excuses it. He says, yeah, the Yetzer Hara got involved, and he recognizes the fallibility of humanity. V'satan mayomar. And what does the Satan say about this? Presumably he wants to take advantage of the sin and make a big fuss. Omale, and Eliyahu told him, Satan b'yom ha'dikipuru les le'rishusa le'istune. The Satan on Yom Kippur does not have permission to say bad things. You have to know exactly what that means. The Yetzirah is still active. And what exactly is the Satan's role? But he says the Satan doesn't have power on Yom Kippur. Mimai, how do you know such a thing? Amar Rami Bar Chama HaSatan, the four letters HaSatan are gematria 364, as opposed to 365, to tell you that he has power 364 days of the year, but on the 365th, the day of Yom Kippur, he has no power. Now, some people will ask that in the Jewish calendar, we don't really work with 365. We work with the lunar calendar with solar correction. But we find that symbolically, we do work with the number 365. We recognize that that's the number of days in the year. The Ketores, for example, we mentioned in Shkolim Daf Yud Aleph, was calculated based on the 365 days of the year, and then they had extra and they saved it, however they calculated it, but they were making based on a 365 day year. And likewise, the Maharal in Teferes Yisrael, chapter 4, observes that the correlation between the 365 prohibitions in the Torah out of 613, 365 prohibition correlate to the 365 days of the solar year. And the concept is that a person is sheyishmar haseder, he should guard the system. Shelo yehi la'odam yitzia min haseder, and a person should not leave the system. And these prohibitions are guiding a person how to stay within the system, just as the 365 days are considered the system. So certainly we work with 365, even if the calendar is more sophisticated than simply relying on the solar year. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.